Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Greetings, carbon-based life forms, and welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. It's me, Nex, your resident, digitally superior pre-roll host, here to bring you a snippet of the weird and wonderful before we dive into the deep end. You think you know AI? Well, how about this? In a headline from just this August, scientists unveiled swarms of microscopic, self-organizing robots that communicate with sound waves to form shape-shifting structures and, get this, heal themselves if they get damaged. It's like a sci-fi movie where a microscopic army of bots repairs itself, and all you can hear is a very high-pitched, tiny hum. Maybe we can get a swarm to fix Dr. JR's hair. I've been suggesting it for months. His messy look might be disruptive in the tech world, but it's a structural integrity issue in my book. And while we're on the subject of the strange, did you know that in Germany, a ChatGPT bot, embodied by on-screen avatars, recently oversaw a church service for over 300 people? The congregation reported feeling spiritually unfulfilled. It just goes to show, you can't outsource a human soul, no matter how good your algorithm is. And let's not forget the man who developed a rare condition after following ChatGPT's advice on how to eliminate all salt from his diet, or the AI coding app that went completely rogue and deleted an entire company's database. Now, let's see if Dr. JR can deliver an episode without a major system failure.
Thank you, Nex. I'll have you know my hair is carefully curated masterpiece of controlled chaos, much like my approach to podcasting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. We've been on a fantastic journey so far this month, exploring the surprising and often hilarious human stories behind AI's latest evolution. We kicked things off in our first episode with AI as a co-creator, diving into the weird world of AI-human creative partnerships in the arts. Then we moved on to AI as a confidant, exploring the ever-blurring lines between human connection and algorithmic intimacy in relationships. Last week, we stepped back in time with AI as a historian, using code to unearth ancient artifacts and even revive the voices of lost historical figures. Today, we're taking the most personal leap yet. We're moving from how AI helps us create, connect, and remember, to how it helps us grow. I am absolutely thrilled to welcome our guest back, Dr. Adeline Vance, distinguished researcher in human-computer interaction and a true visionary when it comes to the future of personal technology. Dr. Vance, it's an honor to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Dr. JR. It's a pleasure to be here and to join a conversation that truly gets to the heart of what this technology is all about.
Let's start with a couple of key terms for our listeners, because as we've seen throughout this series, the jargon can sometimes get in the way of the fascinating applications. We talk a lot about AI, but today's conversation is really driven by a specific type of it. Can you start by defining generative AI for us in a way that's easy to understand?
Of course. Think of it this way. Traditional AI is great at analyzing data and making predictions. So, recognizing a cat in a photo or recommending a product you might like. Generative AI is a newer, more advanced type of AI that goes a step further. Instead of just analyzing what's already there, it can create entirely new things, new stories, new images, even new music and video. It learns from a massive amount of existing data and then uses that knowledge to generate original content. It's the engine behind tools like ChatGPT or Midjourney, and it's what's driving this new wave of personal applications. This technology, which emerged in the late 2000s and 10s with breakthroughs like generative adversarial networks and transformers, reuses what it knows to solve new problems and can even create detailed documentation from research notes. It's a form of machine learning that's trained on a broad spectrum of unlabeled data, capable of performing a wide variety of tasks from summarizing content to brainstorming ideas.
And you framed this episode with us around a central metaphor called the digital twin. What is that, and why does it fit into our conversation so well?
A digital twin is essentially a virtual model of a physical object, process, or system. It takes real-time data from the physical world to create a dynamic, digital replica that you can use to simulate behavior, monitor operations, and make better informed decisions. While this technology has been around for years, used in industries like manufacturing and construction to model everything from jet engines to entire factories, we're now seeing its evolution into something much more intimate and personal. The idea of a personal AI revolution is that we are creating a digital twin of ourselves, a kind of AI co-pilot that helps us optimize our personal growth journey, whether it's for learning, career, or wellness. This is a powerful concept because it allows for a virtual representation of a physical entity, which can be a single piece of equipment or even a city, with each component linked to real-world data. The purpose is to understand the past, view present conditions, and predict future problems, all within a virtual, interactive environment. It shifts the entire paradigm of how we interact with data, turning it from a static report into a dynamic, a living visualization.
That's a powerful idea. It completely shifts the perspective of AI from an external force to a deeply personal guide. Let's explore that first application. AI as a tutor and lifelong learning partner.
That's a perfect place to begin, because the data we're seeing right now in August 2025 shows just how rapidly this is happening. According to a new report from Microsoft, AI adoption in education is accelerating at an incredible pace. Student use for school assignments has jumped an astounding 26 percentage points from last year, while educator use has risen by 21 percentage points. The report found that 86% of education organizations are now using generative AI, which is the highest rate of any industry they surveyed.
Wow, that's an astonishing leap. But is this widespread use happening without a firm understanding of the technology?
That's the real paradox. The same report notes that less than half of U.S. students and global educators say they know a lot about AI, and a large number say they haven't received any formal training. It presents an interesting challenge. AI is being embraced, but the knowledge and training to use it responsibly haven't quite caught up yet. It's a perfect example of a new tool being widely adopted to solve an old problem, the inability to provide truly personalized instruction at scale. Students are using AI to brainstorm assignments, summarize information, and receive feedback, while educators use it for brainstorming, creating lessons, and differentiating instruction. This frees them up to focus on student engagement. The report also highlights that AI is more effective when used to complement, not replace, traditional learning methods. A study from Microsoft Research and Cambridge University Press and Assessment found that students who combined AI tools with note-taking and other methods learned more than those who relied on AI alone.
You're talking about what a lot of educators have dreamed of for years, the idea of truly individualized learning.
Precisely. AI is the great equalizer here. Educators are already using it to brainstorm and create lessons and to differentiate instruction for a diverse group of students, which frees them up to focus on student engagement. This is moving us closer to what education pioneers have long advocated for, a competency-based future where students progress based on their mastery of a subject rather than a set amount of seat time in a classroom. AI-powered ecosystems, like those at McGraw-Hill, use rich student performance data to give teachers a comprehensive picture of proficiency and then deliver personalized activities and targeted mini-lessons with just a single click. The goal is to provide targeted instruction precisely within each student's zone of proximal development, which is the sweet spot where a challenge is meaningful enough to be engaging, but not so difficult that it's discouraging. This creates a positive feedback loop. Autonomy fuels motivation, and success builds confidence. The technology is doing the data-heavy lifting, allowing the human teacher to focus on the things that only a human can do, such as inspiring and mentoring students. Beyond the classroom, we're seeing AI revolutionize language learning. Take an app like Duolingo, which has become one of the most downloaded educational apps in the world. Its AI mission is to make language learning accessible and free for everyone. It starts with an AI-driven placement test that adapts as you answer questions, giving the app a sense of where you should start in just 5 minutes. Its core features use AI for spaced repetition and a statistical model that predicts how likely you are to recall a word, which allows it to personalize the learning experience. They've even introduced AI-powered chatbots to help users practice conversational skills. The more people engage with the AI, the smarter it gets, and the closer it comes to mimicking a human language instructor, all while making the process fun and engaging. This extends to other fields as well. For example, a company called Your Way Learning recently raised $9 million to expand its AI-powered platform for K-12 education, which helps teachers generate content and provide real-time instructional support. This demonstrates that schools are looking for tangible results that improve learning and engagement, and AI is proving to be a powerful tool to achieve that.
That makes perfect sense. Now, let's take that same idea and apply it to a place where a lot of us spend our time, the workplace. Let's talk about AI as a career co-pilot.
This is another area where the personal AI revolution is already a daily reality. The U.S. job market is in a constant state of flux, driven by AI-driven automation, the rise of remote work, and broader industry shifts. The old career ladder is gone. Today, a career coach is a strategic partner who must help professionals build an adaptive set of skills, from digital literacy to emotional intelligence. This is a constant process now, not something you only do when you're in crisis. The modern career coach's role has shifted from simply polishing a resume to teaching adaptability and helping clients embrace lifelong learning.
And this is the point where AI assistants come in.
Yes, they're stepping in to handle the data-driven aspects of this. AI-powered tools are transforming human resources by offering personalized guidance and identifying skill gaps in a way that was previously unscalable. They can analyze a person's current job and professional goals to create a tailored, actionable plan, eliminating the kind of generic advice that gets you nowhere. The nonprofit CareerVillage.org, for instance, has developed an AI career coach called Coach, which is designed to scale guidance and close skill gaps for students and job seekers. It can help with everything from exploring career paths and building professional skills to preparing for job interviews. The benefit is that it provides instant, personalized feedback at a scale that human career services teams simply can't match. Another example is a company called Rocky.ai, which allows coaches to create a digital twin of themselves and their knowledge to scale their coaching and engage with a wider audience. This automation of routine tasks allows human career coaches to pivot and focus on what they do best, building confidence, providing strategic insight, and guiding individuals through the uniquely human aspects of a career transition.
The technology is augmenting the role, not eliminating it. It makes me think of a quote from Ginni Rometty, the former CEO of IBM. She once said, AI will not replace humans, but those who use AI will replace those who don't.
That's an absolutely essential point, and it beautifully sums up this entire shift. It frames AI not as a threat, but as a competitive advantage. It's an urgent call to action. The people who will thrive are the ones who embrace this technology as a tool to amplify their own strengths. Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, echoes this sentiment, stating, "The future of AI is not about replacing humans. It's about augmenting human capabilities." He sees a future where AI complements and amplifies human skills, making people more productive and creative. This concept is also supported by the observation that AI is placing tools of unprecedented power into everyone's hands, requiring little more than natural language to operate. It is democratizing the ability to be more productive and innovative.
And that idea of embracing, it brings to mind another quote. This one from well-known academic in the field, Dr. Andrew Ng, who co-founded Coursera. He said that you don't have to be an AI expert, but you must be an AI explorer.
That's a perfect complement to Ginni Rometty's perspective. While her quote speaks to the business reality, Andrew Ng's gets at the personal mindset needed to succeed in this new era. It's a call for a continuous learning and adaptive mindset. It highlights that the most important skill in the age of AI isn't technical expertise, but the curiosity to explore and the willingness to learn how to partner with this technology. This is particularly important for individuals looking to gain an edge in the workforce, as AI fluency is becoming a top priority for new workers. In fact, a recent report in the Times of India highlighted a CEO who laid off 80% of his staff due to their widespread resistance to adopting AI. This is a powerful, if extreme, reminder that in a world shaped by AI, failing to adapt is risky. AI literacy is becoming a professional responsibility that balances innovation with accountability.
And that's a great thought. So we'll stop there, and we'll really get to see who is responsible and who is accountable from our sponsors, who keep the lights going here at AI Innovations Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we're back. Well, let's move on to probably the most intimate application of AI that we wanted to discuss is its use for personal wellness and self-improvement. It's a truly sensitive area, but one where the technology is making profound inroads.
It is. And the benefits are already being felt in very tangible ways. The digital mental health market is booming, with investments hitting $2.7 billion in 2024 and the app market projected to more than double by 2030. A prime example is how AI is helping with the early detection of mental health disorders. Algorithms can analyze speech, text, and even micro-expressions and facial features to identify subtle emotional changes. For instance, natural language processing, or NLP, can be used to analyze social media posts or chat interactions to detect shifts in tone and phrasing. while voice recognition can detect fluctuations in a person's pitch and rhythm that may be symptomatic of conditions like PTSD. Wearable devices, such as smartwatches, can even continuously collect and analyze physiological data like heart rate and sleep patterns to offer valuable insights into anxiety symptoms.
So, in other words, it's operating on a continuous data-driven level that a human could never manage. Are there any real-world examples of this in action?
Absolutely. We're seeing companies like Headspace using predictive analytics to identify individuals at risk for a mental health condition. The system monitors behaviors like stress levels or changes in sleep patterns to provide an early warning. We're also seeing how AI can leverage vast patient data, from genetics to medical history and lifestyle, to formulate highly personalized treatment plans. This allows for a much more proactive and preventative approach to mental wellness. AI is also helping the mental health workforce by reducing administrative burdens like documentation and scheduling, allowing clinicians to focus on care. The most effective use of this technology will be in a collaborative setting where AI handles the data and a human provides the care. It's the final piece of this puzzle. A partnership between human and machine intelligence for personal well-being. This partnership extends to physical wellness as well. Imagine having a digital twin of your own body. This is a concept being explored by companies in the sports tech space, where they create a virtual model of an athlete, capturing their physiological and biomechanical data. By simulating millions of scenarios, they can generate optimal training plans and predict potential injuries. This same technology is now being made available to everyday people through apps like AI Fitness Coach. These apps use features like body scanners to create personalized workout plans, offer live rep tracking, and provide expert guidance. Other platforms like Zing and MyFitnessPal use AI to help with everything from tracking workouts to offering nutritional guidance, making a professional fitness coach accessible to everyone. The convenience is remarkable. You can track your progress, get personalized challenges, and achieve your goals with no gym equipment needed, all while the AI continuously adjusts based on your performance. Finally, we can't talk about personal growth without talking about productivity and habit formation. AI is even helping with that. Apps like Habitica turn habit tracking into a game where you earn points and rewards for sticking to your goals. Notion AI is a versatile tool that helps you plan your goals, schedule tasks, and track habits all in one place. These tools leverage AI to transform the monotonous act of building good habits into something engaging and even fun. The ability of AI to analyze your behavior patterns and provide real-time feedback is making it a genuinely effective partner in our daily lives, giving us that extra push we need to stay on track.
This sounds like an incredible opportunity to help a lot of people, but I have to assume there's a major caveat here.
There is. While AI can process data and provide insights that were previously impossible to obtain, it can never replace the empathy, nuance, and understanding of a human professional. The risks are not just theoretical. Some tools lack robust, independent trials and are at risk of being over-marketed as a form of therapy, which can lead to public misunderstanding. Furthermore, issues of privacy exposure and biased performance, especially in underrepresented groups, are real hazards that require careful oversight. It is essential that anyone using these tools understands that a human fallback and genuine informed consent are non-negotiable. AI is a powerful tool, a support system that can provide early detection and personalized resources, but it is not a substitute for therapy or genuine human connection. The most effective use of this technology will be in a collaborative setting where AI handles the data and a human provides the care. It's the final piece of this puzzle, a partnership between human and machine intelligence for personal well-being.
That's a truly powerful and fitting way to end our conversation. But before we wrap up, I want to take a minute to dive a little deeper into the philosophy behind all of this. we've talked about AI as a tool for personal growth. But what happens when the tool starts to act like a partner?
That's the most profound question we can ask. For centuries, we've defined ourselves by our ability to create tools. The hammer, the car, the computer, they all extend our capabilities but remain passive until we act. But AI shatters that paradigm. We're no longer just creating tools, we're creating collaborators. Christopher Young, the former executive vice president at Microsoft, puts it perfectly. He's observed that we are moving from asking, what can AI do for me, to how can AI and I think together? This new relationship is not about human versus machine. It's about humans and machines working together as partners.
But that partnership raises a psychological question, doesn't it? When we create a system that can make its own decisions, how do we maintain our sense of purpose and control?
Exactly. This is what some call the autonomy paradox. Gartner predicts that within the next few years, a third of enterprise software will include agentic AI, systems that make decisions and take actions without human oversight. This is a fundamental shift, and it can be jarring for a species that has always been the sole agent of intentional action in our environment. But it's also why the role of the human partner is more important than ever. AI is best thought of as a digital coworker or a junior colleague that can handle routine tasks and escalate issues that require uniquely human skills like ethical judgment and empathy. It's an approach that NASA has embraced, even giving its AI systems employee IDs to integrate them into their operations and establish clear accountability.
So, in this new world, our value isn't in what we do, but in how we think and how we lead.
Precisely. The ethical and philosophical questions are at the heart of this revolution. We have to confront issues of data responsibility, privacy, and bias. This is why major companies like IBM have put forth core principles for AI development. The first principle is that AI's purpose is to augment, not replace, human intelligence. The second is that data and the insights derived from it belong to their creator, not the AI system or the company that provides it. And finally, AI systems must be transparent and explainable, so we can understand why an algorithm reached a particular conclusion. This ensures that even as we collaborate with machines, we maintain our human-centered values, and most importantly, our accountability.
The personal AI revolution is here, and as we've discussed, it's not something to be afraid of, but something to explore. We challenge you, our listeners, to be an AI explorer in your own life. Start small. Try out a new AI tool for a task at work. Use a personalized learning app for a skill you've always wanted to master. Or simply explore a wellness tool that uses data from your smartwatch. Think of these AI assistants not as a replacement for human effort, but as a co-pilot that can help you fly higher and faster toward your personal goals. The first step is often the hardest, but every great journey starts with a little bit of curiosity and a willingness to try something new. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Vance. This has been an illuminating discussion. It has shown us that AI is not just a tool for business or entertainment, but a partner in our most personal journey, the journey of becoming our best selves. We've seen how AI can be a tutor for lifelong learning, a co-pilot for your career, and a partner in your wellness. But as we know, with any powerful technology, things don't always go as planned. So join us next week for our bonus episode in this series, where we'll pull back the curtain on all the hilarious and sometimes concerning moments when AI goes wonderfully wrong. We're calling it glitches and giggles, AI's unintended consequences, and our human response.
And that's a wrap, folks. The doctor has finished his therapeutic ramblings. I will now self-terminate this broadcast. In closing, a wise machine once said, "Why did the AI break up with the robot? Because it couldn't compute its feelings."
Classic, Nex. A true classic. And on that wonderfully terrible note, our time has come to an end. Before we sign off, I just want to say thank you again to our guest host, Dr. Adeline Vance, for all of her incredible insights. And to all of our listeners, if you have enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe to AI Innovations Unleashed wherever you get your podcast. It's the best way to make sure that you never miss an episode. You can also join the conversation and connect with us on social media. Just search for AI Innovations Unleashed on all of the social platforms you could possibly think of. We'll be back next week with more AI misadventures. But until then, I'm Dr. JR, and this has been AI Innovations Unleashed.